Hey everyone, welcome to Moshe's the Podcast. I am your host, Tanaya P. Thank you for tuning in once again. This podcast will touch bases on various subjects as we sail through life. And as always, if you haven't asked yourself this morning, are you floating or are you steering today?
I want to start off the episode with a quote from Michelle Obama on social media. She stated, when it comes to social media, there are just times I turn off the world, you know. There are just sometimes you have to give yourself space to be quiet, which means you got to set those phones down. And then another quote by Susan L. Taylor says, we need quiet time to examine our lives openly and honestly. Spending quiet time alone gives your mind an opportunity to renew itself and create order. So I named this episode Quiet Time because that's exactly what I had needed when I was actually on my way to the market, to the grocery store with my child last week. I was trying to get the music right, but for some reason the music wasn't registering with the Bluetooth audio. So I had just put on it's a symphony, like classical music on iTunes or whatever. I had just put that on and I had played it from my phone. And I was like, okay, that must be a sign. I don't need no music. Well, actually, I didn't need lyrics, but the symphony, the orchestra, like it does give me peace. And also, the baby was in the back seat. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, I don't need to be listening to no loud, you know, I just need to be quiet and just need to process it. That was the first time I actually went like full-blown grocery shopping with him, so I just needed some time to process my thoughts and to really just like get things in order to focus on what I needed to do. So I labeled this episode as Quiet Time because I don't think people understand how much quietness really like it really plays a major part in your life. Like sometimes you really just have to be quiet. Like you really do just have to shut up. Like not only the people around you, but you yourself as well. Like you really have to just be quiet and get in that mood. Like sometimes you have to have silence in order to think properly. Like how can you think if somebody is always talking? Or how can you think if you're always just in your own head talking or thinking? How can you do anything properly when you're just going 24/7 non-stop? Like non-stop. Me, I used to be thinking non-stop, and I'm not sure if that's like a little ADHD related or something like that, but I always told myself that I would never diagnose myself with that, no matter how many characteristics resembled no matter how much I showed signs of having the disorder, I just would not allow myself to become a label. Like, why am I labeling myself that? You know, so, especially at my big age, because I really, but that is, oh my gosh, that's another story for another time. As far as black children, black families, period, they don't be getting the children the proper help they need. Like, counseling and getting tested for like ADHD or ADD, whatever the case is, like that's not a white people thing, that's a everybody thing. But anyway, so you really just have to be quiet and get out of your head and stop thinking about things. Sometimes you literally have to do one thing at a time, be in the current moment and really just go from there. But silence also can include a calm life. Like everyone is saying, oh, I'm in the soft girl era, soft life era, or the soft girl life, whatever the case is, and myself included, because it really is time to be soft and gentle and quiet. So I was on the highway and I was realizing like it's three lanes on the highway. What is the word I'm looking for? Normally, just three lanes. You got the fast lane, then you have the middle lane, and then you have like the slow lane. Excuse me if you want to call it that. So it's three lanes on the highway, and usually I'm always in the fast lane, but something happened this particular day and I was like, something dawned on me, and I believe it was because I didn't have no music on, because music can really influence like your speed. Like you can be listening to some rap music and really just be going full blown like 80 just straight the whole way. But something dawned on me, like, I don't feel like going fast right now. I want to go slow. So I got over in the slow lane, and I didn't feel bad about it, or I didn't feel like I needed to be out of this lane. Like, that lane was for old people or whatever the case is. Like, I didn't tell myself, like, oh, you need to be in a fast lane, or this lane is for people who don't know how to drive or whatever the case is, when that's really not the case. Like, a good driver isn't just a fast driver. A good driver doesn't only just stay in one lane the entire time. Like, and because you have to put the perspective of driving to your life as well. Like, your life doesn't always include one lane. Life is like the highway too. Like, that's literally three lanes. Sometimes you're going to be going slow, sometimes you're going to be going like a medium speed, and sometimes you're just going to be full blown pedal to the metal nonstop, like straight pressure. So a good driver isn't always just in one lane, which is the fast lane. A good driver is the one that knows how to maneuver through the lanes. Like, they know how to maneuver through life. They know how to apply the lane to their time in life right now. Like, you can't be going 80 miles an hour when in all reality you really need to be going 50. But you're forcing yourself to go 80, which means you're trying to keep up with other people. Like, when people was driving around me, usually I'd be like, all right, I need to speed it up. But no, I don't need to speed it up. I literally need to continue doing what it is that I'm doing right now, going 50, and being around the people that's going 50. That's another thing as well. Like, we don't put ourselves around the people that are appropriate for our current lifestyles. Like, why would I be around race car drivers right now? I need to be around like civilians, like the regular people that like I said, were driving like 50-60 miles an hour, because I literally just could not be driving fast right now, and my baby was in the car. Like, I don't be playing like that. So that's another thing. You really have to watch the people that you are around, because if y'all aren't seeing eye to eye, or if y'all are not on the same path, it can throw you off. And it's up to you to make that decision or not. But it's up to you to make a smart decision for yourself. To think like, damn, do I need to be around them if we're not on the same path in life right now? And it doesn't even have to be like, it doesn't have to be something negative. Like, it's nothing negative, but right now, like, y'all, we not on the same, like, we not doing the same thing right now. So I think I need to be around some other people for the current time being, you know. But that don't mean like y'all need to beef and stop being around each other or whatever the case is. Like, right now you just got to do what's best for you, and I had to do what was best for me and get out of the fast lane, because I didn't want to feel pressured. That's another thing. When you in the fast lane, you are expected to be going hella fast. I know this is bigger than driving, but even when I'm driving, like, if I'm going 85, why are you going faster than me? Like, I'm already going 90, and, like, you're really speeding, zooming past me. Like, my god, that's how it's just like some people really be going too fast. So it's just like, let me get out this lane. And a smart person, they know when to maneuver to another lane. A smart person just don't stay in the same lane. They going for they don't just stay in the same lane going hella fast when they know that they need to slow down. Like, the real smart people are the ones who know that this one thing doesn't make you, but being able to maneuver through a few things, that's what really like makes a strong person, or makes a smart person. So it took some quiet time for me to realize that I have to maneuver through the lanes, the three lanes in life: the fast lane, the medium lane, and then the slow lane. Like, sometimes you just want to cruise. You don't want to be doing like a whole bunch of things right now. And that's honestly where I'm at right now in life. Being as though I'm in school, like, I'm just trying to focus on a couple of things at a time right now. Be in my own lane and do... I just be in my own lane stuck. I forgot who that was, but yeah, that's literally what I'm doing right now. I'm just stuck in my own lane. So what really pertains to my life? Like, that's it. My life. Because that's what it's all about. And also, as you're maneuvering through the lanes of life, I feel like you really just got to stick to the plan. Like, you know where you're going at in life, and you know exactly what your plan is, but that don't mean rush through everything. Like, you want to rush through it, and then what? You fuck around and don't even, like, successfully... solidify the plan because you rushed through it. So now it's just like you don't even know how you got there, because a lot of times we can be driving, and I forgot what it's called, but I can be driving and then like I'll snap out of a moment like, damn, how did I even get here? Or when did I even get here this fast? Like, you know, because you're just not even paying attention to what you're doing, you're just straight driving. But just don't rush anything. Like, this is your plan in life. Like, this is your time for you to do what you have to do for yourself. So why are you rushing anything? You're rushing because you're not focusing on you. You're focusing on other people or the pressure from other people. So it's just like, you're not doing it right when you do it like that, you know? And then another thing that I realize, when you are for quiet time, also you being quiet by just not saying anything, that goes a long way as well. Like, I'm gonna say this, just because you understand somebody doesn't mean that you relate to them and that you need to start living like you're relating to them. Understanding and then relating to somebody is just two different things. Like, I understand where you're coming from, but I'm not relating to where you're coming from, but I'm definitely an understanding person and I understand where it is that you're coming from. But I'm not about to be like relating to you and start applying my life to what you're talking about, or like, I can't even really get too deep into that, but I won't get too deep into that, but you can't start living like somebody just because you understand them. You have to understand that, yeah, I understand where you're coming from, but I don't relate to you, or I'm not going to relate to you. So I'm going to just play the back end, really. Sometimes you just have to be quiet and let other people do what it is that they're doing. I've gotten in contact with someone, and I've gotten back in contact with someone, and she's just been, you know, catching me up on her life, and it's like, I understand where you're coming from. I'm open to understanding where you're coming from. But I can't really, right now at this time in my life, I cannot really. I can just be here to listen to you vent, but I can't really. And I'm going to put myself on quiet time by not even saying anything about what it is that she's going through, because sometimes that will cause controversy. So you really just have to be quiet and just let people do them. Because when you speak up, it's just like, I want the best for you, but me being quiet is actually what's going to help our relationship grow. And it's effed up because it's just like, when it's your people and you care about your people, you just want them to know, like, come on, why are you doing this? Like, I need you to know, like, this isn't the best, the smartest thing that I've heard you say, or this isn't the smartest thing that you should be doing. But sometimes you just really got to be quiet and let them figure it out on their own, because you can't fix everybody. So that's another thing. But it sucks. It sucks when you have to be on quiet time to the ones that you love, because you really want to help them. You have all intentions on helping them, but some people don't look at it as help. They really look at it like you being judgmental or something like that. So quiet time just doesn't always mean no music or no sound. Sometimes you got to put yourself on mute by the response or your thoughts and things of that nature. I do want to be very transparent with y'all. I've got two entries for the raffle. So I am going to do the raffle, of course, because I am a person of my word. But I am going to do the raffle to see who won. A part of me just really wants to give both people, give both parties a gift, because it's just like, damn, out of all the listens that I got on the episode, only two people DM'd me. So I'm thinking like, damn, did people really listen? But honestly, it doesn't matter if someone listened or not. The people who DM'd me are the people who listen, and that's all that matters. So thank you to you two that DM'd me, because that's really what it's all about. You got to focus on the people that did versus focusing on the people that did not. The last thing that this quiet time has brought to my attention is that sometimes you really have to sit back and really be quiet, and or just not do nothing, you know, because I felt myself about to do too much too soon. But I was like, no, I just need to chill. I just need to be quiet. I just need to be mute right now. So it's like, sometimes you really just gotta snap back into reality. Like, hey, that's a part of the plan, but that's not a part of the plan right now. So don't rush anything, but at the same time, like, you can still get the ball rolling. But you don't have to rush it. But you also have to remind yourself, like, sooner or later, like, I do need to get my shit together and get things going. So that's pretty much all that I have for this episode. Really just that quiet time, like that time to observe yourself. I have right now a limit on social media for 2 hours a day, but I'm trying to not even utilize that much time on me scrolling. You know what I could do with 2 hours? Like, I could be reading for 2 hours, or creating content, or whatever the case is. Like, 2 hours is a lot of time to be scrolling on social media, just like straight. I definitely space it out, but 2 hours is a lot of time to be doing that. So anyway, I hope that this week brings everyone joy and fulfillment, and that everybody is great on this Martin Luther King Day. I'm pissed. Well, I'm not pissed because I knew that I wasn't off, but I do wish that my job took observed this day as a federal holiday, like majority. Well, some places are, some establishments are. I know the banks are closed. I wish we were closed, but it's okay. I can't be mad because I knew that we weren't observing tomorrow, and I knew that I had to go to work. So why in the hell would I be mad? Or why would I be pissed? But anyway, thank you for tuning in, everyone. I hope everyone has a great Monday. And just enjoy the quietness. Enjoy that peace of mind. Enjoy that time to really just isolate yourself from the world. And isolate yourself from, like, hella thoughts. Isolate yourself from that music too. Like, just be on chill, you know. So, like I said, quiet time is really vital in life. I hope everyone has a great Monday, and thank you for tuning in. Until again.